2 Corinthians 5:7 says, are you there? No, you ain't quite there yet. Hold up, you're going too fast. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What does it say? Got it up there? What does it say? Come on now. Have we found it yet? So he's the high priest of our, he is the apostle and high priest of our confession. So we consider we don't consider what our body tells us. We don't consider what our bank account tells us. We don't consider what other folks say about us. We don't consider how we feel. We don't consider those things. He is. And what have he said? He said, we consider what he said. By his stripes, we are healed, or you were healed. Right? All right. So in this case, it's up there, right? 2 Corinthians 5:7. What did I say? 5:7. Excuse me. No wonder it took y'all so long to get there. 5:7. And it says what? For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by feeling, circumstance. You should know that one if you ever listen to Dr. Price. That is that coming on, that's that going off thing. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's what 2 Corinthians said. Now let's look at a situation here real quick before we close. That's 1 minute after 8. So if you want to know. 1 minute after 8. I'm in good time. You know, it takes me about 2 times to close. I'm going to try to hit it on the first. I'm circling the runway now, lining up for my landing. John 20:24. John Gospel, chapter 20. And verse 24 and 5, those are the two verses we're going to read, and we'll try to conclude there. Hallelujah. But Thomas, are you there? But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except shall I see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. That's sense faith. That's sight faith. And if you do not, if you got to see it before you believe it, you'll never see it. You'll never have it. Now, you may see something else somebody else believed and brought forth, but you won't have it. Amen. Amen. You must believe, take God at his word. They told him the truth, but he told them what he will not do. Amen. Thomas considered only what he could see and feel. That's what he did. And he made a bold statement, I will not believe. But he could choose to believe. He could have chose to believe. He had that right, but he chose to believe what his eyes saw. Now, in your situation, the pain may be great. Now, you know, the thing that was done may be bad. If you're looking at, but you still can choose. Somebody may have said something to you, and you're supposed to get so mad that you could bite their head off. But you still can choose to walk in love. Why? Because, huh? I just threw my religion away and I lost it. That's what happened. Better stop doing that. You might not find it. You know what people say. But the thing I want you to see that in any situation, circumstance, if you start practicing this, you can do it. But see, at the moment when you know, sometimes certain fear come up on you like that. Sometimes stuff or somebody say something or something happen, make you mad just like that. But you got a choice. You can choose. No, I'm not going to get mad. Then you settle down and say, now what am I going to do? I'm going to consider what Jesus said. I'm going to consider the word in this. But if you, guess what? If you haven't been meditating on that word, you haven't been spending no time in that word, guess what you're going to do? You're going to get mad, you're allowed to cuss, and allowed to talk about shooting somebody. But if you got that word in you, it's a you will consider. No, because I got a choice. Now this, I got a choice to get mad and cuss and look foolish and show my, you know, or I can choose to obey the word. And do what the word said. Amen. Amen. Same way about your any given circumstance. You can spout off, say, well, I work hard for this money. I bet you I ain't giving no tithe to that church. As a matter of fact, I don't believe in it. Why would you be in a church if you don't believe in it? And why would you want to be affiliated with folks you don't believe, you don't trust? Go find them that you believe in. Come on. Why would you run with folks you don't believe in, you and you got to talk about them, run them down? Why don't you go live with the one that you enjoy? Don't keep coming up in here. And they all wrong and they ain't doing right. Well, what are you up in here for then? That's what I do. I go find me somebody I can run with. You believe this? They say, yeah. You believe this? No, I'm gone. I'm still looking. Hallelujah. All right, I'm done. I'll just close right there.